Welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast Live. Got a pretty interesting show for you today. Gonna have some interesting topics. Gonna talk some Tom Brady. Gonna talk some LeBron James, of course, gift that keeps on giving. And we're also gonna talk some BJ Armstrong, who had some very interesting comments about the NBA. But before we get to that, you know what time it is.
If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
All right, so I know in the intro there I said that I'll be given the opportunity to do call-ins. Tonight is not going to be a call-in show. Don't have my man G with me, and it's going to be probably a little quicker one, so I'm going to give my thoughts on what we have. Tonight's not going to be a call-in show, but we'll get that back up and running once we kind of get the panel right. But I definitely want to get into talking about some things that I thought were very interesting over the course of the week in sports. So, as you can see, the first topic we're going to get onto is the legendary Tom Brady, right? And if you're a sports fan and you're on this channel, then you know who Tom Brady is, and you know just what he symbolizes in the world of football, especially in the NFL and quarterback play, right? We know what Tom Brady's about. But quick recap for you. By himself, Tom Brady has won more NFL championships than any franchise in history. Yes, any franchise. He's got 6 with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots over a 20-year stretch, which is without question the greatest stretch in the history of the National Football League. And then he left them, went to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and in his first year there, won another Super Bowl championship, pretty much cementing him as the greatest quarterback who's ever done it, deadening the arguments that he's a system guy, that he can only win with one style and one guy. And so, yeah, he did that. So he's got 7 Super Bowl championships. If you're in the chat, thanks for checking in. Make sure you give a like. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the channel and let me know where you're coming in from. All right, so back to Tom Brady. Tom Brady holds just about every significant quarterback record in the NFL, wins, playoff wins, passing yards, touchdowns in the postseason and in the regular season. Like, he's got it all. And Pat Mahomes is on a tremendous trajectory. He may break those. He's going to have to play a long time to do it. But as of right now, Brady's got it all, and he's that guy, right? So we know that he's that guy. And most people have him as the greatest quarterback of all time. Some have him as the greatest overall football player of all time. And I don't think I can go that far as having him as the greatest football player of all time, but he's definitely the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. Why? He's got the combination of winning, he's got the combination of skill set, and he's got the other part, which is the statistics. You put all those three together, and nobody can touch him. Now, is it going to be that way forever? Probably not. Records are made to be broken, but as of right now, he is, all right? So here's the thing, right? We saw Tom Brady retire from Tampa Bay. Then we saw Tom Brady come back and play another season. And then he retired for good, right? He gave his announcement. He didn't make a big deal out of it. He said he retired. He's done. This time it's for good. And we know that he's working on becoming a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. But here's the thing about that. On a recent episode of the Deep Cut podcast, which actually was a pretty decent show, it was pretty interesting, a lot of things that he had to say. I watched that. It's probably maybe about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes, but some really good stuff, very interesting. And he got right back in the public eye again with a bunch of interesting comments. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go one by one. I got about 3 of his comments that I want to bring up. And after each one, I'm going to come back and kind of give my thoughts on it. And then, you know, we'll see what it is. All right. So here's the first one.
I mean, so we've seen the game change a lot, very quick. It's almost every single week there's a rule change. What are your thoughts on the hip drop tackle being removed and just the physicality of the game changing.
Yeah, it's again a thing I don't like about it. I feel like we're trying to protect people in a physical sport. I don't think you go into a boxing match and say, okay, I want you to beat your opponent, but I don't want you to beat him bad.
Don't hit him that hard.
Yeah, don't hit him hard. Just tap him and try to win on points. I feel like if you could protect yourself in football, then it's your responsibility to protect yourself. I don't think it's your opponent's responsibility to protect you. Now, I'm not saying if you are an unprotected player, like someone kicking the ball, a quarterback in the pocket, a receiver catching the ball, a linebacker, you know, who can't see someone coming to block them from the outside in, you need to protect D linemen's knees. But you can't say you have the 100% ability to protect yourself, but this offensive player can't block you a certain way, or you can't be physical. There's going to be a lot of people that have been in the Hall of Fame, Ray Lewis, Rodney Harrison, some of the greatest players I've ever been around, great defenses, the Steel Curtain, the Purple People Eaters, Denver's defense, the what they call them, No Fly Zone, you know, all those guys. I mean, they won Super Bowls and were part of championship teams because of their physicality. Offense is the only way to win games now. It used to be offense, defense, special teams. We've created a game now where only the offense can really make an impact. Because defense, every time you make a great defensive play, there's a penalty and it advances the ball 15 yards. And they blame the defensive player for hitting an offensive player too hard. Yeah. So I don't like those things. I'd like for it to have a closer look at how we've affected the game in a negative way. And I think that should be seriously thought about for the future of the game.
All right, so I liked a lot of what Tom Brady had to say there. I really did. And the first thing, my first thoughts on that were, yes, Tom Brady, you're 100% right in terms of the rules changes and everything favoring the offense. And I get that. I've been whining about that for years. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. And so as a Ravens fan, you know, it kind of comes with the territory that you're going to love defense. And so I have been complaining about it for years, how basically they're legislating everything out for the sake of the offense. And then, of course, you know, you got to think about all the money that's involved, right? They also want to avoid the excessive injuries on the players because the NFL doesn't want to get hit with another one of those big lawsuits. So you have that part. And then, of course, you have the gambling influence and you have the fact that most fans love high scoring football. And if you see elite defense, well, they're going to change the channel. Right. But all the sports are really doing it, if we're going to be honest. Right. What are the thoughts in sports now? Speed up the game and get more scoring. These are what the sports do. For instance, in baseball, you have the adding of the pitch clock, which is actually, I'm not a baseball guy, but I've been advocating for that for years because I never could understand how people could watch baseball and these pitchers are taking so long in between pitches, just standing up there and doing whatever the heck they're doing. And it was just so boring. But adding the pitch clock, I think, was a beautiful move in baseball. In hockey, they changed the rules. Again, I'm not a hockey aficionado. I actually read about this. I should have put it in my notes. But they did change the rules to boost scoring. I think one of the ways they did it was in the overtime period. They actually went down to a 3-on-3 sudden death setting, and that helps to boost scoring. And it's to the point that Alexander Ovechkin, the great eight in Washington, is actually on pace to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record of 894 career goals. And that was one that I thought would never, ever be broken. But in basketball, you see they do it, and I complain about this all the time. There's less physicality, no hand-checking, defensive three-second rule, allowing the carry and the travel. And, of course, we'll discuss that a lot more in depth later when we get to the B.J. Armstrong segment. But in basketball, the rules have changed. In the NFL, of course, like we're talking about with Tom Brady here, they're basically handcuffing the defense at every turn. You heard the barber in the Deep Cut podcast there asked Tom Brady what he thought about the hip drop tackle. And that's basically where you're trying to run a guy down and you can't bring him to the ground. So you drop your hips and kind of twist him around so that you can get him down. And apparently, you know, guys are getting injured on that play. But the fact is, you get an NFL caliber athlete running at full speed, trying to get away. Your whole goal is to get him on the ground so you can stop that play and keep him from gaining any more yardage. What are you supposed to do? I don't get it, right? They are handcuffing defenses at every turn. Then you talk about the way they're protecting QBs. Can't hit them below the knees. Can't hit them above the shoulders. And then basically every hard hit is a penalty. Because why? The quarterback is the glamour position in the NFL now. They want all these highly paid, outstanding young quarterbacks to be on the field. Because what? When the game doesn't have the best quarterbacks playing, it's not as good a game. And I understand it from a business perspective, but there are still two sides of the ball, right? There's offense and there's defense. And what is the defense supposed to do when you put them consistently at a disadvantageous position? It's tough, man. It's tough. You think about it. Now you have this, well, not right now, but over the last couple of years, they instituted this whole defenseless receiver thing. Back in the day, wide receivers, they used to be scared unless they were the toughest of the tough in terms of coming across the middle of the field. Why? Because they would get blasted. In other interviews, you've heard Tom Brady talk about when he's playing against the Baltimore Ravens, he didn't throw the ball in certain places because he didn't want his receivers to get lit up by Ray Lewis coming across the field. That's part of the game. That's just part of the game. It is a physical game, and you know that when you sign up to play that game. And it's funny because so many players who are retired, even those who have been severely injured and such, you always ask them, would you do it again? And to a man, they all say, yes, I'd do it again. So it's like, what are we doing here, right? It's of course not the same game that we grew up with, but it's, I don't know, man. You hear about Drew Bledsoe, and one of the things he said was, I think it was his first game. He was with the Patriots, and they were playing the Buffalo Bills, and he says Bruce Smith came around the corner, and Bruce Smith hit him. Bruce Smith, all-time NFL sacks leader. I think he's got 200 career sacks on the nose. And Bruce Smith basically put his helmet between the one and Drew Bledsoe's back, and he had to get up, and he had to keep playing. And I get it. Drew Bledsoe, I believe, was the first $100 million man in the NFL. But the point is, it is a physical game. You can't just handcuff the – well, I guess you can because that's what they're doing. You're just handcuffing the defense, and it's not cool, right? And here's another thing. I agree with what Tom Brady said, but he's acting like he himself hasn't been able to take advantage of the rules changes, because there is no way that he could have played so long at such a high level if things were the same as they were back in the day. There's just no way in terms of being able to put up all the numbers, because why? You can't, you really can't touch receivers. And then, of course, we talked about the inability to effectively hit quarterbacks now. Yeah, you can hit them, but you can't really hit them, right? And so he knows he took advantage of that rule about not hitting quarterbacks below the knee. That's because of him. I think it was 2007. I think it was 2007. Tom Brady, in the opening game of the season, he blew his knee out. He got hit. And, that rule got changed because of Tom Brady, right? So, Drew Bledsoe, he literally almost died because of that brutal but clean hit at the time that he got from Mo Lewis. And that hit literally opened up Tom Brady's opportunity to become the starter in New England and set the pace for the career that we know now as the greatest in the history of any quarterback who ever played. So I get what Tom Brady's saying, and I agree, but I think he's being just a bit disingenuous in the way he's presenting it when he has been able to take so much advantage of those things that happened in his career and those rules changes. But here's a second clip, and it's funny that he mentioned Ray Lewis and Steel Curtain and those type of elite defenses and defensive players.
Player you hated going against the most?
Ray Lewis. Yeah, just because he was the baddest dude, and he was so smart. He knew where things were going before. He'd look for any tip on the O-line. He'd listen to anything the quarterback said, any formation. He was so on top of it.
Yeah.
I just loved his approach, how he played the game from a defensive standpoint.
And so I mentioned earlier, I'm a Ravens fan, so there's probably some bias here, but I do believe that there's a legitimate argument for Ray Lewis as the greatest linebacker of all time. He wasn't the pass rusher that Lawrence Taylor was, but he was everything else. He could drop in coverage. He could stop the run. He could get after the quarterback if you wanted to play him that way. He was super physical, super smart in terms of understanding coverage, reading, watching film and studying and teaching other guys. Ed Reed credits Ray Lewis a lot for him learning to read film and study defensively and all that. And I think that Ray Lewis was just such an incredibly dominant player mentally and physically. But as great as Ray Lewis was, he's a player that might not even be able to play today based on the way he played, with so much physicality, so much passion, and the way the rules are today. So it was very interesting that Tom Brady said that Ray Lewis was the guy that he hated to play against the most. But I think that's also a mark of respect from a guy as great as Tom Brady. All right, let's go to his next clip, which is the one that really got my attention. And this is him asked if he would ever consider coming back to football.
We get it. You're 100% retired.
Yes.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always gonna be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
So these were some really interesting comments. And when I heard these, this was the one that really got my idea to use this as a topic in this particular show. And clearly he has the itch, right? Because a lot of times you hear the guys, once they're done, they still have the itch to play. Maybe not necessarily to go through everything it takes to be able to play on Sundays. But we know that Brady is a dude that loves the preparation and he loves the training and he loves the film study and all of that. But he clearly has the itch. Obviously, he is a psycho competitor. And I'm sure that given the opportunity, he would be back out there. And I thought that that was very interesting. What's up, man, Don? Appreciate you. You know what? It's funny. Back in the day, I wasn't a huge Tom Brady fan, but I love his competitive nature, and I love a lot of the things that he has to say. But like I said earlier, I don't know if you caught it. I think he's being disingenuous when he talks about the way that defenses are handcuffed, because a lot of that has truly helped him to be able to play this long at this high level. Well, not play this long, but play as long as he did at that high level. But before I get a little bit more into Tom Brady possibly coming back, I got to say this, right? Let me be consistent. And that's a big thing for me. I'm huge on consistency. And here's the deal. If this was LeBron James, I would be going at him for being an attention whore. I really would. Always looking for the cameras and always trying to get attention by any means necessary. And so I have to do the same thing here for Tom Brady. We know how great Tom Brady was. We know that. We know that he has had a better career in his sport than LeBron James has had in his. That's just a fact. I don't care, LeBron fanboys, what you say or what you don't. The fact is, Brady's career in his sport, in which it's actually even harder to win, is better than LeBron James in his. But anyway, here's the thing. He doesn't need to do this. He really doesn't. And I kind of get why he is saying this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. He was asked a question in this, but he was asked a question, but at the end of the day, I think that what he was doing is using the media, and both he and LeBron know exactly how to use the media. They understand media to a T. But here's the deal. Apparently, active NFL players cannot also be owners. Apparently, that's written down somewhere. I looked that up before the show started. And so we heard Brady say that he's not closing the door in terms of playing again, but to do it, he'd have to hold off on becoming an NFL owner. He didn't say that part, but remember, he said, you know, he doesn't know how that would go with him trying to become an owner, but if he could do both, then he would play again, you know, obviously if the right call came. But here's my question, though. What does he really have to gain by becoming an NFL player again? It's not like he never won, so he's hanging around trying to chase a championship. He's got seven of those things. Again, by himself, he's got more than any other franchise. So as one player, he's got more championships than any other franchise. He's got seven rings. So that's not what he's looking for. Is he looking for records? He holds pretty much all the major quarterback records in history, so he can't be looking for that. I mean, is it only the itch for competition or the itch for being around the guys, the camaraderie that you can't really find anywhere else, maybe outside of the military? So I it's funny. I've always said, in terms of that level of camaraderie, there's three places you can get it: high-level athletics, active duty military, and like fire and police, right? I don't think there's pretty, well, I guess fire and law enforcement, let's say that. I don't think there's too many other places. Tell me if I'm wrong. If there's too many other places where you can get that type of itch scratch, so to speak. So Ronald Jones says, how about money? And we know that Brady's got a ton of money, and Brady also has the deal from Fox to become an announcer, a color guy, 10 years, $350 million. So that's going to be more money than he made playing football. And that's going to be sitting in a booth to be a color guy. So this is what I think. Like, there's that high level of competition and then that level of camaraderie that it can't really be matched anywhere else. And I think that that's kind of what Tom Brady is missing and what he's looking for. And you hear that from a lot of guys who do high level athletics after they retire and they're done playing. It's that level of camaraderie and that level of competition that you just can't get anywhere else. Those are my thoughts on Tom Brady and his interesting comments from the Deep Cuts podcast. So you can actually go check that out, the Deep Cut podcast. It was a pretty good interview. Like I said, it was probably an hour and 15 minutes or so. He talked a lot about his life, and the other guy on the show talked about his life. And then, you know, he gave a lot of thoughts. And at the end, he was asked those questions, and you heard his responses there.